These are the days of joy and grace. Gratitude shines on every face. Blessings uncounted, mercy so wide. Hearts are rejoicing this eventide. The days of gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam, 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, 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 khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another beautiful episode of the series, The Days of Gratitude. Alhamdulillah, it is the second day of Eid and we are with you once again on Madani Channel English. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, on this auspicious day of Eid al-Fitr, subhanallah. The beautiful month of Ramadan has just left us and alhamdulillah, all of us have made good intentions and wonderful niyat in the beautiful month of Ramadan. For the upcoming year, we make dua. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to fulfill those intentions. May Allah Ta'ala keep us firm on the, I would say, the way we were in the month of Ramadan. In other words, the performing of Salah, the recitation of Quran, the attachment towards the Masajid, and many other good qualities which we had. May we carry on with these wonderful qualities throughout the year, inshallah, through the blessings of Ramadan, and inshallah, with the blessings of this beautiful day of Eid. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, yesterday we were with you and we discussed with regards to gratitude and expressing shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And we were with our wonderful guests who are with us today, once again, close to my heart. On the left hand side, we have Mulana Asim Madani Sahab. Mulana Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mulana Sahab?
Alhamdulillah, shukr to Almighty Allah.
MashaAllah. Mubarak, mubarak, Mulana Sahab. Mulana Sahab is with us today. And for those that have been watching us yesterday as well, Mulana Sahab very beautifully tackled the topic of shukr and how to express gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah. Today, once again, he is with us and inshallah, he will be sharing some beautiful words of wisdom because today's topic is very exciting. Very beautiful. On my right hand side, we have MashaAllah Mulana Maaz Madani. Mulana Sahab, how are you? How are you feeling? MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah, ala ihsanihi. Everything was okay.
Alhamdulillah. For those that have been watching us yesterday again, Mulana Sahab also shared some beautiful words of wisdom. And normally, this is how our program goes, that we do ask some beautiful questions, we do have a topic and we discuss, we try and break the topic down from the ayat, from the ahadith, from the lives of the Sahaba ikram, tabi'in, buzurgan al-deen. And inshallah, we then try to take some lessons with us. Just to give you a brief up of whatever we discussed yesterday, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, was what is shukr, how to thank Allah Ta'ala, which words can we utter to thank Allah Ta'ala, and likewise, what are the harms of showing ungratefulness. Yes, it is possible that the bounty which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon you can be removed, can be taken away from you, and alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, despite, you know, the situation that sometimes you do not get something which you wanted or needed, but still as a believer, your duty is to always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express the gratitude. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So take a moment now and let's all say alhamdulillah. It is the day of Eid. Inshallah, azza wa jal, we will get the blessings and the barakat. Today's focal point of discussion will inshallah be also pertaining to the day of Eid, because normally on Eid, what do we observe? That, you know, families come to each other's houses, you know, we visit people, we go, we take some food, we take some clothes. It's a moment of happiness, it's a moment of get together, alhamdulillah. And this is also a beautiful terminology in Islam, which is known as Sila Rahmi. So inshallah, what is Sila Rahmi? Being good towards the relatives. Inshallah, we will learn from our esteemed guest today. So it is something very important important. I request one and all, please be with us inshallah for the entire discussion, and inshallah azza wa jal, whatever you learn, inshallah do act upon it, and inshallah pass the message on to others as well. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be with us inshallah for the entire discussion inshallah azza wa jal. I will learn something new, you will learn something new, and inshallah azza wa jal, we can spread this knowledge to others as well. Munawar sahab, coming towards you inshallah to begin today's discussion, what is Sila Rahmi? What is the definition of Sila Rahmi? What is Sila Rahmi in the perspective in terms of Islam?
Sila Rahmi, we can break up this in two words, Sila and Rahim. According to the Arab, those people who have understood this language in a very deep level, they break it up into one word as Sila, one word as Rahim. They say that Sila is defined as Isalu Naw'im min anwa'il ihsan, that is showing kindness and doing any type of favor. That's just the word sila, showing kindness and doing any type of favor. Then comes the word rahim. It refers to closeness and relationship. So when you put these two words together, the author of Bahar al-Shariat, Mufti Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that Sila Rahmi or Sila Rahim implies establishing relations, that is doing any favor to your relatives and treating them with kindness.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqa Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi alayhi has said, the entire ummah agree with the fact that treating one's relatives with kindness is wajib. It is necessary and compulsory upon every person to be kind to his close relatives. A very important thing that we can derive from here, that when we mention family, there are different levels and statuses of each person in the family. That personality or those personalities that require the most kindness is one's parents.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The first two personalities are one's parents. Then comes those who are even more close, meaning after the parents, those who are close to him, like his wife, like his children. Then his brother and sisters, and also every person after them who is dhu raham mahram, every that person who is haram upon the person to marry, then their status comes, and then after all of them comes with his other relatives.
Jazakallah Munasab. Munasab, coming towards you, as Munasab mentioned now, that it is very important to do Sila Rahmi, and it is wajib, it is necessary, and you know, this is actually ihsan, kindness towards relatives. Maybe if you can shed light on the importance, you know, he mentioned it is wajib, but how important is it for us? If we do it, what benefits there are? If we don't do it, what harms there are? Please shed some light on this.
Sila Rahmi, being kind to the relatives, is very important in Islam. Alcohol is haram in Islam. Insulting the parents is not allowed in Islam. Likewise, you know, there are many other things which are not allowed, which are forbidden, prohibited. And breaking ties is haram in Islam, the way some other things are haram in Islam. The way Islam does not allow you to do certain things, Islam doesn't allow you to break ties with your relatives. So it is very important. In fact, Quran has commanded us, Almighty Allah has commanded us to have good relationship with our relatives. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the first caliph of Islam, Khalifatul Muslimin, Afdal Bashar Ba'dal Anbiya radiallahu ta'ala, you know, he used to support his paternal cousin, who was a poor sahabi, poor companion. He migrated with Sahaba Ikram from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. And he took part in the Battle of Badr as well. He was a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was poor.
Right.
Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who used to help him and support him. But a time came when he hurt Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who, when people, some other people accused Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala who, they laid a false blame upon her. So he favored them actually.
Right.
So he was with them. So it hurt Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was hurt by him, so he took an oath that I will never provide him any kind of support, any kind of help from now.
Hmm.
Because, you know, normally it happens that, you know, when someone hurts your children, so the father also gets hurt. And the same thing happened to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he took an oath that I will never help him, never support him. And he was his relative, he was his cousin. So when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala took an oath, so Almighty Allah sent the revelation, sent this ayat-e muqaddisa, and sway not those amongst you who are possessors of excellence and of worldly means to give to the kinsmen and to the needy and to the immigrants in the way of Allah. And they should forgive and overlook. Don't you like that Allah may forgive you? And Allah is forgiving, merciful. Almighty Allah sent this ayat-e-muqaddisa and addressed Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in this ayat-e-muqaddisa and said that don't stop the help and the favor. Your cousin is your close relative and don't you like to be forgiven?
Mm-hmm.
So when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recited this ayat-e-muqaddisa in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I like to be forgiven. And then, you know, he said that I will continue providing help and support my cousin. So it means, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu took an oath to break ties with him because he hurt him and Almighty Allah did not like that. So Almighty Allah commanded him to continue doing good with him what he used to do before. So this ayat-e-muqaddisa clearly, you know, tells us the importance and the values of the relatives, close relatives.
If someone said something to me, someone swore me, someone insulted me or someone did bad, and if I still treat him good, so isme meri haqarat hai na, you know, I will be as a low person in front of him and I can't bear that in front of people.
Maybe you will be low in front of him, but you will be elevated in the bargah of Almighty.
Subhanallah.
Because man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. This is the hadith. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever humbles himself for the sake of Almighty Allah elevates him, elevates his status. So the person will be elevated in the bargah of Almighty Allah. And you know, when someone hurts you, he is at wrong. He wrongs you. Still you initiate, you take an initiative and you go and you know, apologize or you say, make me maaf. Do you think that your status will become low in front of him? Never. Almighty Allah will elevate your status as well as your respect and honor will increase in the heart of that person. He will realize, he will think that I am the one who did wrong to him. I was supposed to go and apologize, but he took initiative and came forward and he apologized. He will become more closer to you actually. So these are the teachings of Islam actually. These are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the teachings of Almighty Allah that, you know, agar koi aap se achha karta hai and aur aap uske badle mein achha karte hai. If someone does good to you and in exchange you also do good to him, so what better have you done? आपने उससे बेटर क्या किया, उससे अच्छा क्या किया?
इसमें कोई कमाल नहीं है.
देयर इज नो कमाल. यू हैव आल्सो यू हैव डन द सेम थिंग व्हिच ही हैज डन टू यू. इफ ही हैज डन समथिंग रॉन्ग टू यू एंड स्टिल यू आर डूइंग गुड टू हिम,
सुभान अल्लाह, सुभान,
यू हैव डन समथिंग बिग. एंड दैट इज द कमांड ऑफ ऑलमाइटी अल्लाह एंड दैट इज द कमांड ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. देयर आर प्लेंटी अहदीस ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम. देयर आर द ग्लैड टाइडिंग्स, गुड न्यूज़ ऑफ फॉरगिवनेस फॉर द पर्सन हु अपोलोजाइजेस. देयर इज अ you know, the forgiveness and the glad tidings from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the person who takes the initiative and goes forward and asks for maaf And if there was some misunderstanding, so he, you know, clears that in, and he removes that misunderstanding from his mind, and he becomes closer to him again, and he tries to, you know, take care of the rights of his relatives. Sometimes what happens, Hafiz Saab, just due to small misunderstanding, misconception, people break ties with their close relatives. They don't speak to them. They don't want to greet them. To such an extent that they say, from now, I'm no more your brother.
Mm. And sometimes it happens.
I'm no more your sister.
For months and for years, it carries on like
that. It carries on like that. Mm. If I die, don't come to attend my funeral. Don't perform my janaza salah. This is actually ignorance. How can you, you know, say to a Muslim brother that don't come to perform my janaza salah? What if you are going to be forgiven through his sadaqah? So people are so ignorant that sometimes even they make a will before they die, that don't allow that person to come and perform my janazah.
Allah, Allah. Unfortunately, it's a fact, Mulana Sahib, in today's time, very beautiful words Mulana Sahib is mentioning to us, that sometimes people break ties, and it is like the Zamana Jahiliyyah, the era of ignorance, where people would disassociate themselves with their family members and relatives for years and years and years. What do you have to say on this, Mulana Sahib?
People who break ties with their relatives don't know the value of keeping ties with the family members.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Because of not knowing something, they don't act upon that thing. If only they had known that so and so and so bounty is going to be bestowed upon me, they would have never broken ties with their relatives. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam beautifully mentioned that one who wants his sustenance to be increased and death to be delayed, which person doesn't want his sustenance to increase?
Subhanallah.
Every person day and night is striving so that he can attain wealth in whichever way possible. We also make dua that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me a long and peaceful life. Now, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ mentioned that one who wants his sustenance to be increased and death to be delayed should maintain kind relations with his relatives. And there's also two more ahadith, very short and very concise, which show the virtues of keeping ties with your relatives. Aqaidu Jahan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully mentioned, to maintain kind relations leads to love among family members, blessings in wealth, length in age. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal preserves the world by virtue of one group of people and increases the wealth by their virtue, and has never seen them with dislike since he created them. It was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is this? It was said, by virtue of re-establishing their ties with their own relatives. If only those people knew what are the virtues of maintaining a bond with your relatives.
Subhanallah. Mulana Sahib, this rule, is it for everyone? Or is it specific to only rich relatives or poor relatives?
Allah,
only those
Allah,
who are from
Allah.
America or from abroad, or those who are with us, ya wo jo parosi mein hai, next to us or in the same house. What do you have to say with this in few minutes, inshallah?
Brought up a very, very important point. If, for example, there are three brothers, two are well settled, one is going through some challenges, poor. These two rich brothers, they will have good relationship. And if anything happens amongst them, so the other one, you know, will come forward and try to solve. Because he doesn't want to lose him. Because he is there to help him always. And he knows that if I go through any challenge, he is the one who is going to stand for me. Not my poor brother. What can this guy do? Because he is very poor. So if anything happens, any disagreement happens amongst them, they try to reconcile. They try to, you know, solve the problem, because they know that we are going to help each other. And if the other brother or the sister is poor, they don't worry about them. If any disagreement happens amongst this rich one, rich brother and the poor one, he doesn't care. The poor will maybe apologize. What he does, he it shows pride actually. You know, you don't respect me, I'm your elder brother, you have done this to me, you have done no compromise with him. There is compromise with the one who is rich, but there is no compromise with the younger one or the one who is poor. Islam doesn't teach you that. This hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Maulana Sahib mentioned, it does not mention any difference that if you have rich relatives, then treat them well, and if you have poor relatives, then leave them alone. You know, let them carry on their lives, you don't need to worry about them. Now, Islam is very beautiful. Islam says that just for a Muslim brother, that you cannot become a complete believer until you like for your brother what you like for yourself. This is just for the Muslim brother. What if that is your blood brother? What that is if that is your blood sister, your mother, your father? Sometime, Hafiz, unfortunately, you will find people, you know, they will be very kind to other people. When they will greet you, you will think that, you know, this person is very humble. This person is, you know, very smiling, have good character. But if you go to his house and ask his wife, how is his character? If you go to his brother and ask him, how does he behave to you? If you ask his parents, amen. If you ask his parents that how is your son and how does he behave you? So, you know, they will tell you the reality. So the most deserving people who deserve more than anyone else of your kindness are your parents amongst your relatives, because they are the one who grew you up and you even don't know how to talk to them. You even don't know how to show respect to them. You are insulting them. You become a means of their insult actually. You actually, what happens sometimes, you don't insult your parents, but you become a means of their insult. How? You insult other people, then they swear your parents. You swear other people's parents, then they swear your parents. So they are the most deserving people of your kindness, your parents, then your sisters. I mean, brothers, sisters, then siblings, then your other relatives, you know, they deserve your kindness. And for example, if Almighty Allah has blessed you with some respect in the society, in with the, maybe some wealth, you are wealthy, you are well settled. Now it is your responsibility to look after those relatives who are needy or poor. So what happens, what I was actually talking about, that you will see him very kind to other people. Baakiyon ko nawazta hoga. But his own relatives are needy. And it happens, Hafiz Saab, that when you have disagreement with your relatives, you have arranged a Milad program, Isal-e-Sawab program. You want to make do Isal-e-Sawab to your parents maybe, your relatives, but you choose people. Who must I call to? Who I must not call to? Which brother I must call to? And which brother I must not speak to? You are doing Isal-e-Sawab program, and at the same time you are breaking ties with your own relatives. What sawab you are expecting from Almighty Allah? You are doing a haram thing actually. You are breaking the hearts of your blood brother.
Allahu. So bottom line, Nansab, whether the person is rich or poor, we need to show them the equal amount of respect. Wo kisi ne kaha hai, husn dhal jata hai, husne suluk rehta hai. Yes, beauty will fade, wealth will go away, everything will finish, but husn suluk and the kindness which you show, that will always remain. With these few words, we do leave you, inshallah, with a short kalam, inshallah, which we will listen to, and as soon as we return, we will carry on our wonderful discussion. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing Sila Rahmi and the way to treat our relatives in a kind manner, in a beautiful manner, inshallah, as well after this short kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala على عليه وسلم
میرے آقا لبوں پر التجا ہے ہاں زمانے سے نرالی ہے تیری صورت تیری سیرت زمانے سے نرالی ہے تیری ہر ہر ادا پیارے دلیل بے مثالی ہے تیری ہر ہر ادا پیارے دلیل بے مثالی ہے
مرادی مل رہی ہے شاد شاد ان کا سوالی ہے
اپنی جھولیاں بھر لو کہ باڑا بٹ رہا ہے فیض پر سرکار عالی ہے کہ باڑا بٹ رہا ہے فیض پر سرکار عالی ہے
شاد ان کا سوالی ہے لبوں پر میرے جا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جانی ہے
نکالا کب کسی کو بز میں فیض عام سے تم نے کسی کو بس میں فیض عام سے تم نے نکالی ہے تو آنے والوں کی حسرت نکالی ہے نکالی ہے تو آنے والوں کی حسرت نکالی ہے
مرادی مل رہی ہے شاد شاد ان کا سوالی ہے لبوں پر میرے جا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جانی ہے
تمہارے در سے میں کہاں جاؤں تمہارے در تمہارے آستاں سے میں کہاں جاؤں نہ مجھ سا کو بھی بے کس ہے نہ تم سا کو ہی والی ہے سا کو ہی بے کس ہے نہ تم سا کو ہی والی ہے
مرادی مل رہی ہے شاد شاد ان کا سوالی ہے لبوں پر میرے جا ہے ہاتھ میں
حسن کا درد دو کر بحالی دو تمہارے ہاتھ میں دنیا کی موقوفی بحالی ہے تمہارے ہاتھ میں دنیا کی موقوفی بحالی ہے
صلی اللہ علیہ حبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ مرحبا, ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ. یو آر واچنگ مدنی چینل اینڈ وی آر ڈسکسنگ صلہ رحمی, ہاؤ ٹو ٹریٹ آور ریلیٹیوز ان اے کائنڈ وے, ان اے بیوٹیفل وے. اینڈ بیفور دا بریک, یو نو مولانا صاحب مینشن ٹو اس دیٹ اٹس ناٹ اپروپریٹ سم ٹائمز وی اونلی لک ایٹ دا فیس, وی اونلی لک ایٹ دا ویلتھ, وی اونلی لک ایٹ دی کنڈیشن آف دا ون ہوم وی وانٹ ٹو ٹریٹ ویل. اور اگر اچھا ہے تو ماشاء اللہ, اینڈ اف ناٹ دین یو نو ویل موو اوے فرام دیٹ پرسن. اللہ اللہ, دس از ناٹ واٹ اسلام ٹیچز اس. اسلام ٹیچز اس دیٹ ایوری ون از ایکول ان ٹرمز آف ریسپیکٹ. ایک ہی صف میں کھڑے ہو گئے محمود و ایاز, نہ کوئی بندہ رہا نہ کوئی بندہ نواز. ایوری ون از ایکول ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. مناسب a very beautiful hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions the summary of which I want to keep in front of you. Khayrukum khayrukum li ahlihi wa ana khayrukum li ahli. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the best amongst you is the one who is best to his family members, his wife, his household, and I am the best to my family, means Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his own example and mentioned that he is the best towards his wife, towards his family members. And before the break, Munasib also mentioned that outside a person is something else, inside is something else, and the only way you can recognize a person is when you live with them, when you are with them in the same house. So what do you have to say about this?
Whatever Mulana Sahab mentioned before the break, that people do good to those outside of his family and do bad to those who are in his family, all of this falls under one thing: hypocrisy. That person is a big munafiq who does good to his friends but does bad to his family members. Mulana Sahab mentioned as well that there were, for example, he gave three brothers or sisters, two of them are wealthy, one of them is poor. So that person is doing good only to those who had money, who had wealth, was doing bad to that person who was poor. At the end of the day, that person was doing good to those people who could benefit him from any perspective, and was doing bad to that person who could not benefit him in any way. Another thing that falls under hypocrisy. Insaan ke bare mein janna ho, if you want to know the reality of a person, ask his family members. Especially for a man, all viewers of Madani Channel, the most important person or the most closest person to a man is his wife. If you want to know the reality of a man, ask his wife. Leave how he respects his parents, leave how he respects his siblings, leave how he respects all those out of his family. His wife will tell you how is this person in reality. Sila Rahmi is very important, and people don't realize this. They only realize it when their close relatives leave the world.
Kisi ke paas biwi hai nahi, munasib doesn't have a wife, then who must we ask?
You ask his parents. Very nice question. I want to also elaborate on this, because I mentioned that a most important person for a man is his wife. What if a person is a bachelor, is not married? The two most closest personalities to that person are his parents. I mentioned in the beginning that the greatest status of Sila Rahmi is the person's parents. Now when it comes to Sila Rahmi again, what if, see, ek to baat ye ho gayi, one thing, doing Sila Rahmi to those in the family and being kind to those outside of the family. People who do bad to family members but do good to others outside, that's already hypocrisy. But what about that when two of your family members have an argument and you have a relation to both of them that is very strong. For example, a man's wife and a man's mother. I'm mentioning this because in this age and time around the globe,
banda phas jata hai maa aur biwi ke darmiyan.
Yeah, that is a very, I can say, if I want to use the proper words, is a very dangerous situation. Where a man's wife is arguing with the man's mother, saas aur bahu ke darmiyan ikhtilaf. Once again, the reason I'm mentioning this because around the globe, this is what's happening the most. Where now a man is stuck. Must he listen to his wife? Or must he listen to his mother? Now comes the role of being a man. Why the man is known as the king of the house. We have to look at how he solves the matter between these two closest relatives of his wife and his mother. When both these personalities have an argument, you make sure you don't get brainwashed by your mother or you don't get brainwashed by your wife. It happens. The mother puts things against the man's wife. The wife says things against her mother-in-law. The role of a man, the king of the house. You must make sure,
subhanallah,
that you must put both the matters in front of him and know ke maa ki izzat, a mother's respect is on that level. But likewise, his wife is also very close to the man. He must solve the matter in such a way where both of them can join and act upon sila rahmi.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah Munasab. Munasab spoke about wife. We take the opportunity of making dua that may Allah Ta'ala grant all those who are waiting for good spouses. May Allah Ta'ala grant them pious and good spouses. Otherwise, as I asked Munasab, that if a person doesn't have a wife, then who are we going to ask? So we make sure that may Allah Ta'ala grant everyone a wife, inshallah. So we have someone to ask how the person is, Munasab. Munasab, that brings me towards you, that when Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa was asked about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how is his character? Then she replied, his character is the Quran of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So from this we learn, Munasab, that the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if a person adapts that and instills it, the teachings in his life, in his heart, in his mind, then automatically all the necessities of Islam he will start fulfilling. Do you feel that if a person follows the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then this aspect of Sila Rahmi, he will be able to fulfill it in a better and an ahsan way? Is it possible?
لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a role model for us. At the time of ignorance, people used to bury their daughters alive. They used to mistreat their wives. If husband passes away, then they used to misbehave the widow. They used to put her in a separate room for a year.
Allah Allah.
Islam honored them. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a role model for us. Ne? Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam honored the woman. He taught us the status of the mother, taught us the status of a wife, and taught us the status of the sister, and taught us the status of the daughter in Islam.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
How to treat our children, how to treat our sisters, how to treat our wives, how to treat parents. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us each and everything. And if you read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will easily be able to learn silah rahmi in a proper manner, in a proper way. How to treat your daughters, Islam has taught you. If you have sisters and you have looked after your sisters, look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated his ridai sister. When she came to visit Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread a shawl, chadar mubarak, for her to sit on. So this is how we must treat our sisters. This is how we must treat our daughters. This is how, you know, we must treat our parents. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that your father is the middle door of Jannah. Jannah lies under the feet of your mother.
Subhanallah.
Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given you the glad tidings of Jannah. Your parents are Jannah. So now if your parents, if you have a disagreement with your parents and you break ties with them, your parents are Jannah for you and they are Jahannam for you as well. It's up to you. Choice is yours. If you break ties with them and you insult them, you hurt them, then Jahannam is going to welcome you. Astaghfirullah. May Almighty Allah forgive us. And if you please your parents, if you win their hearts on the day of judgment, you are going to enter Jannah, because parents are your Jannah. If you please your parents, you please Almighty Allah. And if you displease your parents, you displease your Almighty Allah.
SubhanAllah. So bottom line of everything is that it is necessary to do Sila Rahmi, to be kind towards all the relatives. And everyone has their own rank and martaba, parents, sisters, brothers, uncle, aunties, everyone according to their respective ranks. Thus we understand that Sila Rahmi is important, it's necessary, it's compulsory, it's wajib, as you mentioned. But how can we do Sila Rahmi? Is it through wealth? Is it through money? Is it through giving something, some lifafa or something in their hands? How can we do Sila Rahmi to our relatives?
Best form of doing Sila Rahmi is in the definition of Sila Rahmi, to be kind to your relatives. Because any person can benefit another through wealth, through gifts, but what if his heart is not pure? When a person shows kindness to another person, instantly a person can understand that when a person shows kindness, he is humbling himself. He is bringing himself lower than that person to show that person kindness. Because a person can never be kind if his heart is not pure. If his heart is not pure, he cannot show kindness to his relatives.
Obviously, if a person is jealous of his brother, his brother is rich, he is not rich, he is jealous. His elder, younger brother is rich and the elder one is poor, he is jealous of him. So, how will he be kind to him? Because he can't bear him.
He'll always look for opportunities to harm him, like Qabil and Habil, Munasab. Yeah. It's a perfect example in the Holy Quran. Blood brothers, real brothers, but jealousy came in between, hasad came in between, woman came in between, and unfortunately,
Qarun was the cousin of the Musa alayhi salam. So why was he destroyed?
Mm-hmm. Jealousy also, ji. Allah. So examples are filled in the Holy Quran, Munasab, and very important things both of you brought up now, that to do Sila Rahmi, you need to clean your heart from other diseases as well. If there's no hasad, then you'll be able to do Sila Rahmi. If there's no takabbur, you'll be able to do Sila Rahmi. The moment you humble yourself, lower yourself, and the moment you clean your heart, then you will be able to do Sila Rahmi. And the most important thing is you have to lower yourself. Then only you can do something. Jo ala zarf hote hain, hamesha jhuk ke milte hain, surahi sar nugo hokar bhara karti hai peymana. Alhamdulillah, we will inshallah take a short break now and listen to a few beautiful words of wisdom inshallah in this beautiful Madani package. And as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. We are discussing Sila Rahmi. Some important points we will discuss after our break. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever perform qiyam in nights of the Eid ul-Fitr and Eid ul-Adha in order to earn reward, his heart will not die on the day when hearts of people will die. Sayyiduna Muaz bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, heaven becomes wajib for the person who stays awake in the following five nights while worshipping Allah Almighty. The nights of 8, 9 and 10 Zilhajj, the night of Eid al-Fitr and the 15th night of Shaban. Allah Almighty has bestowed upon us a great bounty in the form of Eid al-Fitr. Immediately after Ramadan, this blessed Eid has many virtues. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum has narrated, the blessed night of Eid al-Fitr is referred to as the Laylatul Jaiza, the night of reward. Alhamdulillah, on the morning of Eid, Allah Almighty sends His angels to every city where they stand at the end of every street and call out, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, come to the court of Allah Almighty, who grants in abundance and forgives even the most severe sin. Allah Almighty then says to His bondman, O my bondman, ask for whatever you want. I swear by my honor and glory, I will grant whatever you ask for about your hereafter in this gathering of the Eid Salah today. And whatever you ask for regarding the world, I will see your betterment. i.e. I will do what is best for you. I swear by my honor, I will conceal your mistakes as long as you abide by my commandments. I swear by my honor, I will not cause you to be a disgrace along with those exceeding the limit. So return your homes forgiven. You have pleased me and I am pleased with you. According to narration, whoever recites 300 times Subhanallah wa bihamdihi on the day of Eid and then convey its reward to the souls of all the deceased Muslims, so 1,000 noors will enter the grave of every Muslim. Furthermore, when the reciting person dies, 1,000 noor will enter his grave as well. This can be recited on both Eids. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, marhaba, welcome back to our silsila. You are watching Madarin channel and we are with you on the second day of Eid, alhamdulillah. Yesterday, we discussed shukr, the excellence of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every bounty. And today, alhamdulillah, we are discussing sila rahmi. As Munasa mentioned, the definition is to be kind towards the relatives, you know, to show that love and affection towards them. Subhanallah, we learned the fadail, the excellences, the harms of not showing sila rahmi. Munasa, coming towards you, you told us what is sila rahmi, you know, the excellences, the fadail, the beauties of it in there. But give us some methods also. How must we do sila rahmi? You know, someone says, I'm living with my mother, with my brother, with my sister, with my wife, with my father. What must I do which is called sila rahmi? You know, I am doing everything. I am speaking the truth. I'm not lying. What are beautiful things I can do which will be categorized as sila rahmi?
Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cannot become a complete believer until you like for your brother what you like for yourself. What you like for yourself, like for your relatives. That is your kindness. You like for yourself to enter Jannah. Quran says, Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum. Protect yourself and your family from the fire. Waquduha an-nasu wal hijara. Which fuel is a human being and the stones. So this is the favor, you know, Sila Rahim is showing, doing a favor. Na? This is a great favor which you are doing to your family, to your children, to your wife, to your parents. If Almighty Allah has blessed you with some knowledge, with piety, you do this favor to them as well. Protect them from the hellfire. And how will you protect them from the hellfire? Teach your children the deen. Teach them ilm-e-deen. That is your kindness to your children. You know, a person will never like for his children to be thrown into the hellfire. A person always wants well-being for his children. He wants them to spend a good life. So for that, he needs to teach them, educate them. So the very first thing which you need to do is to teach them good manners, deen, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then after that, now what kind of kindness you can show to them depends on the situation. If they need your help, if your brother is going through any calamity, any difficulty, go and help him. And don't show that you have done some favor to him. You have not done any favor to him. Actually, Almighty Allah is the one who has done favor to you. He has blessed you with something and he has blessed you with the tawfiq of helping him. Hadith says that if a person helps his Muslim brother, so Almighty Allah will help him on the day of judgment. So if your brother needs your help, if your sister needs your help, if your siblings need your help, so you go forward and help them. Okay. Likewise, you know, today we are celebrating Eid. Many of our relatives, they did not have enough money to buy new clothes.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
You have bought new clothes for your children. Your brother could not buy new clothes for his children. They are your nephews. If Almighty Allah has blessed you with wealth and you have enough money, go and help your brother. Give him some money as a gift and tell him that this is Eid for you. Go and give some money to your nephews and tell them this is Eid for you. This is Sila Rahmi. And Almighty Allah loves that person who does Sila Rahmi, who treats well to his relatives. If your sister is married and sister's children are needy, sister is needy, you know, so go and help them. Call them to your house on the day of Eid.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Your sister, you know, is maybe waiting for your call. Allahu Akbar. Sometime, unfortunately, this is the fact of the society. You know, you spend your Eid day with your close friends. You don't call your own sisters. They are waiting for your call. Your nephew's sister's children, they are waiting for Mamu's call. Mamu is going to pick us up. Mamu is going to call us. Allah. And you don't care about them?
Allah.
Unfortunately, your parents, they are living in a separate house. They are waiting for the son to go and that the son will come and meet us. The son doesn't care about that. So what kind of sila rahmi are you doing? This is not the sila rahmi. Actually, you are breaking ties with them. So your close relatives deserve your sila rahmi more than anyone else. Your kindness more than anyone else. So if they need anything, go and help them. It's not only about the help. Sometimes they want to see smile on your face. When you greet them with a smiling face. You know, they are tired of seeing your angry face all the time. That's also your kindness. When you enter your house, you know, children are scared. They go to their beds. You know, they go to their mummy. The mother, you know, now everyone is quiet in the house. Because, you know, the king has entered. You know, no one must talk. How kind you are. You must be kind to your children. When you enter the house, they must run and, you know, hug you.
Allah, Allah.
You know, Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, how he used to treat his children. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he used to treat Hassan and Kareemain. Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, who used to, you know, climb on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing salah. Why? Because he used to show love. He used to be kind to them. Therefore, you know, they were very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be sitting on his place, and when Bibi Fatima radiallahu anha would come, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of shafqat, out of kindness, would stand up from his place, would make Bibi Fatima radhiyallahu anha to sit where he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting.
He used to kiss her forehead.
Allahu Akbar, used to kiss her forehead and make her sit where he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting.
Subhanallah.
And due to this, when she radhiyallahu anha saw this, that her father sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indirectly teaching her something. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would enter where Bibi Fatima radhiyallahu anha was present, she also would stand up.
I would like to request actually the viewers of Madani channel. If you have some relatives who you have broken ties with, maybe you are at wrong or maybe they are at wrong. Today is the day of Eid. Go and humble yourself. Reconcile with them. There's a glad tiding of Jannah for the person who reconciles with his relatives. And there is a fear. There is a wa'id of Jahannam for the person who doesn't reconcile and he breaks ties with his relatives. Go forward. Maybe, you know, he is thinking that, he is also thinking of reconciling, but he is feeling shy to come forward. You go forward and speak to him. Maybe there is a small misunderstanding. Go and make it clear. Sometimes, you know, badgumani ho jati hai, thodi bohti, you know, I invited him, why didn't he come? You don't even want to ask him the reason. You know, you go and ask him the reason if you want to know. First of all, you must not even ask the reason. Have husn-e-zan. And if you can't have husn-e-zan, go and ask him the reason that why you couldn't come. Maybe he had a valid excuse. He was sick. There was some emergency. Maybe he forgot to come to your house. But just due to this misunderstanding, you have broken ties with your relative. There are, you know, many, many hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are people who are forgiven on certain nights. But there are people who are not forgiven due to breaking ties with their close relatives.
Allah. So it is a problem, Munasab, in our society, in our area. Munasab, we are at the end of our silsila. I would like to review and ask you the last few points so you can, inshallah, take us towards the conclusion. Today is the day of Eid. It's not Mother's Day. It's not Father's Day. When Mother's Day is come, Father's Day come. When Brother's Day come, then I'll speak to my brother or my mother or my father. But after the 365 days, there is no connection. What do you have to say about this?
That is a problem in the society. People actually are doing this and they don't realize how much of punishment is waiting for them. Allahu Akbar, the month of Ramadan went by very quickly. But at the end of the day, shukr, alhamdulillah, that we witnessed the month of Ramadan. Countless of people are forgiven in this month. And when the day of Friday comes in the month of Ramadan, every moment, 1 million people are forgiven. But when I say moment, I don't mean every second. I don't mean every split second. I don't mean every millisecond. Maybe every millionth of a millisecond, 1 million people are being forgiven. But who's not forgiven? As Maulana Saab mentioned, those who break ties with their relatives.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Now, as Maulana Saab asked, it's not Father's Day, it's not Mother's Day, not Brother's Day. What people should actually do, whether it is Mother's Day or Father's Day, consider every day family day.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Mother, father, brother, sister, all of them are included. Consider every day family day. At least pick up the phone if you are in another country. Phone them. How was your day? Even if it is a 1 minute talk, that 1 minute brings love in the person who you called.
Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Jazakallah, Maulana Saab. Very important words of wisdom on the second day of Eid. That's how important the Sila Rahmi is. This joining ties with the relatives, how important it is. The emphasis which has come from the Quran, the Ahadith, and the teachings of Islam. Make dua, may Allah Ta'ala, on this day of Eid, may Allah Ta'ala enable all of us to reconcile with each other. The Holy Quran says, "Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum." Our duty is to reconcile, our duty is to join ties, not to break. And the moment we do that, then as Maulana Saab mentioned, you will see the success in this world in the hereafter as well. Jazakallah, Maulana Saab, for your wonderful time. Jazakallah, Maulana Saab, for your time. May Allah keep you both, preserve you both, inshallah. May Allah grant you abundance of barakah in your ilm, in your amal, so you may continue teaching us and we may continue benefiting, inshallah. With these words, dear viewers, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart and your mind. The love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, tomorrow for the last program on the third day of Eid. Same time, same place, but something new, something exciting we'll be discussing. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
These are the days of joy and grace. Gratitude shines on every face. Blessings uncounted, mercy so wide. Hearts are rejoicing this Eid tide. The days of gratitude.